maybe tomorrow will be even better than today. It's a better day for Mr. Zimmerman. Although he's not guilty, or at least that's the way the jury saw it, he's trying to find cover, and not easy for a guy in that circumstance to do. There are a lot of things going on still with regard to the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman situation. Talk about that a little bit here as to how the reaction is. We've gotten it from Los Angeles and Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Richie is on his way right now to the hospital for his third treatment, which takes the better part of a day. And what he said to me is he sits in the chair. They have this connection, the implement he's gotten in his chest, a little, I guess it's a stint, sort of stitched in.
Yeah.
And they stick the needle in there that brings the juice in, and it goes right into the tumor. The Hodgkin's lymphoma is basically a big tumor in his chest. And it eats away at it. And so over the course of these next four or five treatments that last three or four months, he's losing his hair, obviously. You know, I've never asked this question because I never knew a man who'd gone through this. I know my former wife went through it, but she didn't have any hair on her chest. What happens to the hair other than on your head when you're going through chemotherapy? Do you lose the hair on your arms and chest if you're a man? Do you? You lose hair everywhere.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
because it targets any fast-growing cells, so your hair is very fast-growing.
Yep. So do your nails come out, too? I don't remember Tony's nails coming out. They stop growing? What happens to your nails?
Your nails don't come out. They
No, they don't.
Wow. All right, so there's a story.
Well, your nails aren't that fast-growing. I mean, unless you're a vampire or something.
My nails grow very fast. I have to cut them every week or 10 days.
Really?
Yep. My hair grows very fast. My nails grow fast. I don't know. That's part of that's something that I've never really looked into. There's a certain part of health that's indicated by your nails and hair growing fast. But I'm not sure what it is. There's something in the system. Then there's the vampire story. Somebody really sick. This would be something you'd do, Roberta. Digging up, exhuming someone who had died some months before, and they were clean-shaven. When the casket was opened, it was like a full beard on this person. It freaked them out. Because apparently some things continue, even if your heart stops, some things in your body continue to grow or function for a while. So has anybody ever had that? I'm not sure. I don't necessarily want to make this ghoul days. Ghoul days, ghoul days.
Better than ghoul days.
888-302-3684 reaches us. Kenny is off to the airport. So we'll have Jennifer monitor our social media as she can. A lot of things going on today on the Good Day program. Let's start with the Queen of Cheap Deals, though. Give us a brief summary of what we can expect in a few minutes, Roberski.
Oh, if you love crafts, we have a ton of deals for you from many, many different craft places. You're going to love this. We also have deals from 7-Eleven and Redbox.
Yeah.
And we can tell you how to get a free car seat for your kid.
Whoa!
Oh, yes.
That's a good idea. All right, so that's coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day. Jennifer has the television report in the next half hour, so what's going on in terms of new versus old?
I have new and old in this TV report, actually. The new is a new member to the View team has been added. I'll tell you who. And the old, one of our very old sentimental favorites is coming back to TV.
Really?
Yes.
A program or a star?
A star.
Star. Okay. All right. The Chambers Brothers will be featured informationally in a few moments. Remember, the Chambers Brothers, Lester Chambers, was performing at a blues festival over the weekend. Tell you what happened there. The Farm Bill is very much in focus. I don't know what else. I guess I spent a minute on Zimmerman and the trial from the New York perspective. I started to say a few minutes ago that Jennifer had brought us up to date on the riots in a couple of the sections of Los Angeles where these sorts of things do happen. I'm not sure in New York that there is. I mean, if you go to Harlem, these sorts of things don't happen.
They're
not predictable anymore. What would you say as a New Yorker, Roberta, is the sort of the guts of reaction and what's happening? As much as Al Sharpton is trying to stir up everybody, it doesn't look like there have been many things stirred up in New York anyway.
Well, I mean, New Yorkers, for the most part, I mean, you know how we think here. We're totally disgusted by the verdict.
Yeah.
But, you know, riots or things like that? No, I don't think so.
No. You haven't had any exam. There's none of that stuff going on like there was in Crenshaw yesterday in Los Angeles, right?
Right.
No.
Yeah. Okay. And what else is there to say about this? What else can...
I would love for them to round up all those people that were rioting and looting and ask them questions about the trial, and I guarantee you maybe one of them knows.
They wouldn't know anything. Yeah. Right. Right. 888-302-3684. Another item of interest because of my own interest in agriculture, and yours too. I know that many of you follow it perhaps a little more than is the normal case because of my connection to agriculture. Interesting. And I got an email. Email address is Doug@DougStefan.com or Roberta@DougStefan.com or Jennifer@DougStefan.com. Roy Snipes said, "Hi, Doug. I listen to you a lot and I usually enjoy the show, but I was disturbed when you made a comment to one of your staff that the House did away with the food stamp program and the bill they passed. When asked by her, 'Done away with,' your reply was yes. Doug, that was completely misleading to her and the public. The GOP just wanted to take them from the farm bill and make them stand in a program on their own, not to do away with the program. They do want to cut them, but not trash the program. It left me wondering why you said this. I said it because the implication was that it was out of the bill. If it didn't come across that way, Roy, sorry about that, but it was clear it was taken out, or they wanted taken out of the bill. If I said it in a way that made you think that I said or was extolling the value or virtue of ending the food stamp program, that wasn't what I was saying, even though I think there's so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in it, it ought to be KO'd and replaced with something else. But the program, because the program is trash, the program needs to be trashed. The program needs to be reworked so that the people who really need help get it and the people who are abusing the system don't get it. I mean, that's really the bottom line of what I was saying. So anyway, here's a radio host named Steve McIntosh talking to Steve Roberts from ABC about the farm bill and the food stamp part of it.
I know there's an effort to strip out food stamps from the farm bill. Isn't that about 90% of what the money goes for there?
Well, you make a good point. One of the reasons why the farm bill has always been successful is you have senators from agricultural states like yours joining forces with urban lawmakers who have strongly supported food stamps. And that's the package that has always attracted a majority of votes. But then in the U.S. House, a bill that tried to do that was defeated. So the Republicans said, well, the heck with that. We're just going to pass a stripped-down bill, which has got all the subsidies and insurance programs and support for farmers without the food stamps. And, of course, that's got Democrats howling. I think in the end they're going to resolve that one. As I say, there's a lot of bad blood and there's a lot of distrust. But that's a very strong pattern and a very strong precedent that has governed farm legislation for a long, long time in this country, where you package the interests of farmers with the interests of urban politicians who care about food stamps. And I think in the end, they're going to revive that coalition.
Yeah, and just looking at it from a distance, you say, well, food stamps have no place in there. But you bring up an excellent point. That's the way they had to get it done so that they would pass something every year.
Well, you know, that's part of it. But it's also true that the food stamps are directly related to nutritional questions, food production. And, you know, food stamps are basically subsidized purchases of food. So you can at least make a plausible case that that they're all, both food stamps and agricultural price supports, have some common thread. It's also true that the agriculture committees in the Congress are the committees that process both of those pieces of legislation, and that's one of the reasons why you've always had this cooperation. But, you know, when Bob Dole was a senator from Kansas, he was a leading advocate of food stamps, in part because it was a way of getting farm bill through. But the Senate's a very different place than Senator Dole ran a generation ago.
Well, it's also different in that there are so few people who are actually on the farm now. A farm bill helps. There are two problems with it. The food stamp program is one, and the other one is the amount of aid that goes to these big corporate farms that have no business getting a nickel. Mm-hmm. And yet the family farmers like me, who are in trouble everywhere, all around the country, get their the only help they get is from Farm Aid and Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp, the people that do the Farm Aid program every year in September. This year it's going to be in Saratoga Springs, New York, by the way. There's another farm story this sad news from some city in, I think, Colombia, where a, no, Brazil, sorry, a cow got loose from a farm. And, you know, in many of these areas, some of the smaller communities, they build their homes onto the side of a hill. And they are very cheaply constructed, and many of them just have corrugated roofs, plastic roofs, to keep the rain out when it rains, because it's hot enough, warm enough in Brazil to, you know, it's pretty temperate year-round. You don't really need heat or anything. So this cow gets away from the farm and is walking and steps onto the, you know, he's on a plat, P-L-A-T-T-E, and the house built into the side of the plat, and the cow steps onto the roof of the house on Benoist, goes through the roof and kills a kid laying asleep on a bed. Cow lands on top of the child. And one of the problems was apparently he had to wait too long to see a doctor. So you got two things, crushed by a cow in your bed and brought into a system that doesn't have acceptable health care. So anyway, that's kind of a rough reality, isn't it, when you get right down to it? Speaking of rough, Roberta brings us up to date with the Queen of Cheap items that you should be looking for in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
All right, Roberta, let's get those deals that people are waiting for.
Okay, let's start off with Staples. You know, just mark your calendars. Coming up is Staples Appreciation Day 2013. Now, the date varies from state to state, so you have to go onto staples.com and take a look at what it is for your state, because they varied according to when schools start or let out. But the teachers can save 20% off the supplies they need and get a free tote bag to boot. Plus, you can take advantage of all the good back-to-school sales going on also. If you're having a baby, there's a company called Bretax, and if you buy a whole bunch of their products or request them on the registry and get them as a gift at a shower or what have you, you can get a free car seat worth over $300. So this is a really good deal. I think the best bet would be to put it on your baby registry, and that way people can give you the five things that you need to buy in order to get the free car seat from this company. Redbox, 10 days of deals. You have to text a certain number to get surprise deals, free Redbox rentals, etc., etc. And we have that text number for you at DougStefan.com. 7-Eleven, tell you about a great new app that they have there. If you download the app every week, you'll get offers for free products, great discounts, all sorts of stuff at 7-Eleven. But you get free slippers as well if you download the 7-Eleven app. And if you love crafts, do we have an assortment of things for you? Everything from Hobby Lobby, Joann's, Hancock Fabrics, A.C. Moore, Michaels. All we have are coupons upon coupons. Everything from 25 to 40% to 55% off things at these craft stores. So go to DougStefan.com and check them all out. And check out all the other great deals that are there to help you save money, have a better life.
There she is, the chick in charge of saving, Roberta Fasanelli on Good Day.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chambers Brothers, who among us remembers well the music of the Chambers Brothers. Lester Chambers, 73 years old, was in, let's see, where was the Blues Festival this weekend? Was in Russell City, what is that, Tennessee? Anybody know where? Probably not important as to where it is, but what happened there was part of the reality of what's been going on in our country the last 3 or 4 days. Mr. Chambers dedicated a song to Trayvon Martin, and he was attacked on stage. No, this is California. Yeah, Hayward Russell City Blues Festival, that's what it is. This woman, identified by police as Dinah Lynn Andrews, jumped up on stage and punched him and knocked him down. This is something that, you know, you look around, this post actually we saw on Facebook. The singer had been assaulted after dedicating Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions' People Get Ready to Trayvon Martin. Mrs. Chambers told a newspaper that her husband had commented that if Mayfield were alive, he'd change the lyrics from "Here's a train a-coming" to "There's a change a-coming." This woman must have been an acrobat. She jumped up in one leap. Nobody heard her coming or saw her coming. She just went up there and grabbed Chambers and pounded him.
Wow.
And knocked him over. Police apparently then came in, subdued her on stage, arrested her, charged her with battery.
That's a concert.
Yeah, man. There's got to be some YouTube video of that floating around someplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, he was taken to the hospital. That was the end of that concert. There was a photo posted on the Chambers Facebook page showing him with a long bruise along the side of his rib cage. So you just had to wail off and whack him in the ribs in the center section. So why is it that people are that
so crazy and violent?
Yeah, right. It's the same stuff as what went on in Crenshaw or what went on any place where there was these disturbances. At any rate, I'm reminded, somebody sent me an email. I don't know whether I should do this now. Give me a couple of minutes. I'm going to bring this up in a few minutes. I actually wanted to bring your attention around to our video of the day today. I heard this, saw it yesterday, Woody Harrelson. So many people send me so much material every day, and I thank you all very much for thinking of me when it comes to anything, whether it's fun, whether it's provocative, thoughtful, whatever it is. The video today features Woody Harrelson reading a poem that he wrote called Thoughts from Within, exploring some pretty provocative ideas. Let's just listen to as much as we have time for here, Michael.
I sometimes feel like an alien creature for which there is no earthly explanation. Sure, I have human form walking erect with opposing digits, but my mind is upside down. I feel like a run-on sentence in a punctuation-crazy world, and I see the world around me like a mad collective dream. An endless stream of people move like ants on the freeway, cell phones, PCs, and digital displays. And money we trust will find happiness. Like a genetically modified irradiated Big Mac is somehow symbolic of food. Morality is legislated, prisons overpopulated, religion is incorporated, the profit motive has permeated all activity.
There is much to be gained by watching and listening to this video of the day. Pretty provocative stuff. Food for thought from the Doug Steffen Good Day website. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Who goes there? You know, one of the strongest instincts dogs have is their territorial instinct, the desire to protect the pack's home and property. The mail carrier and the newspaper boy are often targets of this instinctive behavior. The very nature of their work actually serves to reinforce as a dog's protective behavior. These perceived interlopers make brief visits, simply making deliveries, making a lot of noise, then quickly they leave, they run away. The dog attributes their rapid departure to her warning by barking off and growling and challenging them. In other words, the dog believes it was her aggressive behavior that scared them and caused them to retreat. Having successfully protected her territory, the dog's encouraged to do the same thing the next day, the next day, and the next day. It's the same reason dogs chase cars, because they always win. The car runs away. The mailman comes to the house the same time every day, drops off the mail, makes noise, the dog barks, the dog growls, the mailman runs away. It builds up the dog's confidence, and from the dog's point of view, he thinks he's doing exactly what he should be doing. I'll warn next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. or on the web at drortman.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The hour now, Doug Steffen. Good day program for Tuesday, the 16th of July. I'm Doug Steffen along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Jennifer will be updating the television news of the day. New person on The View, yada, yada. A lot of people are talking on their television programs about the George Zimmerman case. I'm not sure there's a whole lot that we can add to the conversation, except in my own circumstance, I think people want to be heard, and so we'll certainly encourage that as we can. 888-302-3684. Cable news, the news talk radio stations put on sort of a clinic during the Zimmerman trial, a clinic on
what not to do.
They pandered. They wound up with lots of old people that were crabbing about the same old thing that you hear. I'm listening to some of these callers and listening to some of these people who just don't get it. And a lot of people who do these radio programs, I don't want to necessarily be the one who says or sounds like I'm the smartest guy on the block, but there are a lot of ways of dealing with this, and they don't include doing the same old, same old. So now that we're done with that, and I say this sort of at a risk, because older people seem to be interested in this. Younger people do not seem to be interested in it because it's over, other than those who are participating in some of the looting and rioting in places like Los Angeles. But in general, the people who, for example, Jennifer, your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You work at in the day job running with your father, the CRN Digital Talk Network. In Los Angeles, supplying talk and information to cable systems and 6-7 channels all over the country.
Right.
So the people who work with you and your family and the folks who are on the staff there, many of them are your age, around your age, a little younger, a little older. What was their take on the end of the Zimmerman trial, the news media, and, you know, what it was on their interest plate yesterday?
I think that we're pretty divided, actually, as an office with this. Half of us think that it was the right call. The other half don't, uh-huh. I think. But it's interesting because probably, I mean, I'm just counting off like the people that I work with closely day to day, and it's probably about 4 agree with the verdict and 3 probably don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Okay. It's kind of split. And I would expect that, especially in our state, for it to be kind of split because we don't have a great understanding of the law in Florida.
Hmm. Well, it's one of these things, the universality of overkill. Florida has way too many police, and they don't know what they're doing. They're very badly trained. Having lived there for a long time, off and on over the years, four decades, in fact, I have no respect or little respect for most of the law enforcement organization because it's led so badly. That's always the problem. It's going to be, if in fact the legal system is going to work and the law enforcement system is going to work, it has good leadership. In Florida, it does not have and hasn't had and doesn't seem to be interested in finding good, strong, solid leadership. The way this case was, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination an expert, and I really didn't pay a lot of attention because I didn't care about the outcome. Nothing's going to bring Trayvon Martin back. The rest of it was a witch hunt as far as I was concerned. I thought Zimmerman was guilty of something, mostly being stupid. But other than that, under the circumstances, what are you going to change? The prosecution did such a horrible job.
It should have never even gone to trial because they didn't have enough evidence.
Yeah.
And then they just looked bad. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah, they did. They looked ridiculous. So anyway, 888-302-3684. Mary in Connecticut on the Florida Stand Your Ground law, which is the law we're all talking about, that isn't like the laws in other states.
I just wanted to touch on one thing about this law. I personally think it's a horrible law. But if everybody who's listening takes a chance to, go into their computer and use Google, there's a man named Buddy Jacobs, and he's the general counsel for the Florida Prosecuting Attorneys Association. They are against this law. And here's a quote from him. Our conclusion is that this law ought to be repealed. His organization sees no need for the law, Jacob said, since self-defense was already a right before Stand Your Ground became law, and added that gang members and those dealing with drugs are invoking it after shooting rivals. That's a mouthful right there.
It is a mouthful, isn't it? But it's worth the consideration. Thank you, ma'am. 888-302-3684. I'm reminded, as I think about all this, I want you guys, I don't even like that, sorry, you folks, you people, and that sounds bad too. Oh, you.
I hate you people. I'd rather have you call me a folk.
I do too.
You people sound so condescending.
Well, it is, and Limbaugh uses it all the time. You people. And he is being condescending, and I don't want to come across that way, so I apologize. A lady named Jerry sent me an email, and as I read through it, I felt a connection to her, and I just want to share this with you. This lady tells a story about meeting somebody on a plane, and the plane ride was rough, and so they get closer. When you have a rough plane ride, oftentimes you look to the person next to you and you have a conversation with them, right? And
you grab their hand.
Right. He starts talking. And this lady was talking about living with a learning disability to this other woman who sent the email to me. Lady was on her way to Arizona to finish work on a doctorate in mental health. And the lady said what struck me was that she had to turn her disabilities into accomplishments when she could have easily given in to them. And she credited her father and her mother and one of her brothers who said, "Don't listen to others. You can overcome anything." How many of you have had parents who have mentored you, or a brother, maybe a sibling, or somebody that you knew growing up who said to you, or somehow or other there was a voice someplace that said, "Don't listen to others. You can overcome this"? There is usually in all of our lives a driving force that will sort of save the day or bring you around to understand. It's almost like it's a slap, okay? Wake yourself up. And it usually comes from the right words of encouragement. How many of you have played that role? I try to play that role with my children. Jennifer, I suspect that your father and your relatives, you're very close. Your family's very closely tied together. And I'm betting that there was a lot of of this sort of thing, the unconditional assurance to those. And Roberta, her mother, her father did this with her. I know he did.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can believe in yourself and your ability to overcome any kind of adversity and achieve success, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in work. Think about the people that you trust, that you actively believe in, who either maybe are here or they were here and they've passed, and they may have still a rather strong hold on you and your psyche. There are those people, whether you think, excuse me, it's crazy or not. I was telling a story earlier. Was it in the last half? When did I tell the story about being rebirthed? Was that in the last hour or was that in the
last
half?
That was the last hour.
Last hour. Mm-hmm. Roberta, you didn't hear me talking about this, but I went through a process this past weekend that basically had me reborn, go through the birth canal, the experience that you can find if you have the right, and people are saying, my God, this is an amazing story, or they're throwing things to the radio saying that I'm crazy. Look, we all have different experiences. We all have different lives to lead. I'm just telling you my story about how going through this process this weekend, I wanted to go back. I wanted to, I guess, grapple with, deal with, somehow or other, get my self out of a place that many of us get to, but we don't ever recognize that we're there. We're stuck. How many of you feel like you are stuck from time to time?
I have. It's not a good feeling.
No. And so this may be a drastic way of dealing with it, but it just happens to be something that I found out about that I decided to put myself through, and it was, I don't want to say horrific, because it was horrendous, not horrific, horrendous, in that it forced me to relive a very traumatic birth, literally. I found some things, I've been looking through a lot of old papers and pictures about me as a child, and I found a letter from my mother in which she describes what happened to me, or what happened to her, going through this process of being born. And she was a very small woman, I was a very big baby, and it was very tough, to the point where they had to yank on my head to get me out. And but then the things that you live with in your life or that you experience because of this trauma, it's really something that people who are stuck probably ought to figure out how to do. I can just tell you, I felt on Sunday night, other than just being completely disheveled and washed out, and it was a 3.5 hour process that brought back not only that trauma of coming through the birth canal, but of the things that I experienced in the first 3-4 years of my life. And many of us either don't know about them or can't remember them. And that's usually, when you block that stuff out, it's usually for good reason, because, you know, whatever went on wasn't particularly pleasant. And but the only way to deal with that stuff is to deal with it forthrightly. And that brings us around to an expression of understanding what the problems are that are in your life. And that lady, that this woman sent me that email because she heard me talking about this rebirth thing before, and felt like that experience with that lady was sort of the same kind of a thing. Not giving in, not giving up, not giving over. It's easy. Especially if you're in any kind of a relationship that has problems, or a problem, or a difficulty, what we tend to do, and how many of you are divorced, how many of you have been married, or how many of you had good relationships, and at the slightest sign of a problem, look at how many people get divorced today. First of all, they marry the wrong people, so that's part of it. And you hear me all the time talking about divorce, and how, you know, to avoid it is not to be married. I'm not so sure I agree with that anymore, or think that anymore. I think we just have to do a better job of choosing the people that we want to be with, and that requires knowing them. And how many of you can honestly say, Roberta, I'd ask this of you. Mm-hmm. When you met Tom and you lived with him for a while, did you really feel like you knew who this man was when you married him?
I mean, after I lived with him for a while, after I married him?
Yeah, or in the process, you married him because you felt what? You felt like you needed to be married to him? You wanted to be married to him?
No.
You, No, you didn't really. I cannot listen to your voice. You didn't. And so what happens is you don't know these things about people.
No, I found out about 30 years into the marriage that I didn't know him.
Yeah, right.
Yep, about 30 years into it.
Yep. And so
what, I had no clue who he was.
Yeah. Now, he may have changed a few times over the years, but that's part of what getting to know. And so many people just give up at the first sign or second sign. You just, if you really care about somebody and you really want to figure it out, you can do it, but you can't do it by giving up. Because I use the term the rust heap of old relationships, old lovers that, you know, at the first sign of a problem, you throw them away and you go find a new one. So what does that get you in 50 years, 60 years, 70 years? A lot of frustration and being alone. Right? I mean, that's it. You've known me for 20 years, Roberta. Mm-hmm. You've seen and felt, yeah, I mean, the stuff, because I didn't take the time and knew intrinsically that they weren't worth the time.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between that and now. It wasn't worth it. And I think that's what people have to deal with. What is it that is about you that you need to find and deal with? I think what's worth it, you think about it in those terms. All right, anyway, let's spend a minute with an announcement, and then Roberta, then Jennifer's going to update us as to who's new on The View here on Good Day.
Brother versus Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts. Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
HGTV's own Property Brothers are back with a brand new reality series where they mentor a team of home renovation experts. Wow, Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV. And the folks at HGTV are bringing you Jennifer's update in the world of television. Jen?
Yes, the Barbara Walters confirmed yesterday that the rumors are true. Jenny McCarthy is joining The View. Mm-hmm. She said, quote, "We are delighted that Jenny will be joining us as a permanent co-host on The View starting in September. Jenny will start September 9th. She's already appeared on The View about 17 times.
And why is it that they're waiting until, what the hell's wrong with starting it now? I mean,
September's when their new season starts, so I think they're trying to get it all.
Are they just running reruns now? Or are they
running? They're still doing live shows, but I think they want to make it like a big brand new start in September. They take a couple weeks off in August, so.
Okay.
And Joy Behar will be gone. Jenny will be back. Someone new also,
Brooke Shields.
Right, and Jenny said that she's thrilled to be joining Barbara and the other amazing women because this is a way for her to show her mom that her interrupting skills have finally paid off. So I don't know if we're like that or not. We're told
there's
not to
issue.
Interrupt.
Right there. There's an issue that I was just talking about.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. One of our old favorites. Well, not old. One of our favorites. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby is set to return to television.
Cool.
I know. I love him. He'll be featured in Far From Finished on Comedy Central. This will be his first television special since his landmark Bill Cosby Himself way back in 1983. It'll draw on material. This new show will draw material from shows earlier this year called 50 Years of Making Him Laugh, Smile, and Feel Good.
Grunberg's got a new show.
He does. Hero star Greg Grunberg and number star Diane Farr are going to star in a USA sitcom called Divide and Conquer. They're going to play Evan and Charlotte, the parents of four children navigating their way through adulthood.
Yeah.
And good news for you, Roberta, because I know how you like all this creepy crawly stuff. Mm-hmm. HBO has renewed True Blood for a season. So
51 past the hour.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's 53 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program. Our own Mike Hayes has been interviewing entrepreneurs on his Keys to Success program here for a long time. He's learned the one thing that successful entrepreneurs have in common. He's been helping us with the crowdfunding and lots of things that are connected to our Dream Big America show. So let's listen to what he's found out this week.
Creating jobs in America is one of the things that our radio programming is committed to. Welcome to Dream Big Online, crowdfunding success stories. I'm Mike Hayes. Joseph Constanti is co-founder of Lightwing Paper Sneakers. That's right. Paper sneakers you wear outside and laugh at mud puddles. Are you the kind of person that loves the coolest new products to come off the assembly line? Well, how about even before they come off the assembly line? If so, you'll want to visit Kickstarter.com and search Lightwing Shoes to learn more. From my Keys to Success show, I verified that the media played a key role in the financial success of the majority of entrepreneurs. And according to its co-founder, Lightwing is no exception.
I think the media response has been nothing short of amazing. I mean, we've been featured in some of the largest design websites in the United States, or globally for that matter. I mean, everything from Design Boom to Core 77 to, you know, in the fashion footwear business, Hypebeast, GQ did a small thing on us. It's been across the board, to be honest with you. It's not just design magazines, it's fashion magazines, it's just general life magazines online that have been really supportive of us and picking up the project. We've been blown away by just the sheer variance of the type of media that have been following us. Of course, the design community has been huge in backing us, just because it's a very unique design and unique materials that we're using. But as a whole, you know, the media has been a very, very powerful form of assistance in bringing our Kickstarter to where it is today. What we were trying to do with the pitch on Kickstarter was, we know that there's a particular type of user, a regular user of Kickstarter.com, and those people are looking for, you know, something new, something different, but at the same time, they like to be the maven. They like to be the first mover on a product. So we particularly tuned up the message that would reach and touch those Kickstarter.com users. And from there, I believe their friends and their family, those that are not maybe the first movers or the mavens, would follow suit. because they saw something that was actually quite interesting that was becoming popular and moving quite fast. And then very clearly through the video, actually detailing who we are as a team, what we're about to do, and where we see ourselves going. And I think that that holistic message was driven home pretty hard by the project. And we actually, we had people from all over the states, actually all over the world, actually comment on the video as to, you know, it was the piece that was that kind of sealed the deal for them in kind of trusting us and believing in what we were, our larger mission with the shoe. Right now, we've just cleared through about 900% of our initial goal. So we just passed through about $140,000. And as we did that, we hit our 2013 pairs of limited edition shoes, our maximum that we wanted to sell, that we capped the entire project at. But as of right now, we've reached our goal. We've reached our max cap of the number of shoes we want to produce. So we are absolutely ecstatic. And now it's beginning the next process for us, which is, you know, bringing these shoes to market and shipping them global for all of our customers at the end of August. I truly believe that until you put yourself, you know, in the arena, you'll never know if you can possibly achieve something, right? And at the end of the day, there's really not much to lose in going out and offering a crowdfunding project. I think there's everything to be gained. Even if a project were to fail, you would have a better understanding of the marketplace much faster than if you were very quietly moving along. We can estimate right now that about 30 to 40% of the customers are outside of the United States, in fact. And from the names that are coming across, we are represented throughout Europe, South America, Southeast Asia, Australia. We have, I believe, some backers from South Africa, and even the Middle East, I believe, as well. So we've been, we've covered the world quite well.
If you'd like to learn more about the Lightwing campaign on Kickstarter.com or crowdfunding in general, email me, mike.hayes@dreambigamerica.us. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike Hayes.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Reach us at, you can send an email to me, doug@dougsteffen.com, if you'd like to connect.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.